The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Over the river and through the woods, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels and Diana Hong. And now, fully in holiday mode, here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nate Darling Show Christmas Music Spectacular. I'm your host, Nate. With me is Jason.
What's going down, everybody?
It's the first time we're going to do the music show with two people, so that's very, very exciting. Uninterrupted, no commercials.
Just songs and us talking.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We appreciate all you've done for us for the year, so this is something you'll be able to put on as you're unwrapping presents or drinking some nog or whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah, I won't make it too mature.
Well, there might be some maturity in there, too, but not everybody's got little kids around. We can still say what we want. We have the warning at the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
So, yeah, these are songs that were picked by a couple of listeners sent some things in.
Awesome.
Most of the songs picked by the hosts. We've tried to sort of divvy it up with some various things that are a little bit interesting you might not have heard, plus some old favorites. So what say we get things started, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
This was one that both you and Diana wanted to hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great song.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Yeah, back when we all thought George Michael was a nice straight boy. This is Wham! And Last Christmas on the Nate Darling Show Christmas Music Spectacular.
Distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby. together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. It's lovely weather for us, lay right together with you.
Christmas songs. It's TLC and Sleigh Ride on the Christmas Music Spectacular here on the Nate Darling Show. I'm Nate. With me is
Jason Casey.
How you doing, buddy?
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're gonna wait for this ad to finish on Spotify before we go into the next one.
Everybody deserves the gift of more
dating. Oh yeah, and there's an audio only one. There's a video one now. There's an audio one that we're gonna skip. Verizon would like you to spend money with them, but we told you no commercials.
No commercials.
No commercials at all. It's one of the downsides of relying on Spotify for the music here. But you know,
hey, this is a free show.
It's always a free show. We don't make any money off of this show. That's why no ads. Don't come to me and go, hey, Nate, we want part of the profits from the show.
There are
no profits from the show. This is a free, out of the goodness of our hearts.
Almost Christmas, and when it comes to buying...
Oh, now JCPenney wants your stuff, money, so... How many ads are on this thing?
Yeah, it's enough. It's
like
enough.
One, man.
It's
terrible.
Like Snoop Dogg said, I gotta get yours, you gotta get mine, you know?
He said a lot of things, though, because he was high. This is what I've learned. Snoop Dogg says a lot of things. Most of them make no sense because he's high.
Yeah, well, you know, it makes sense. Dogg.
And now, hopefully, yeah. Back to the music. It's the Jackson 5 and I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus on the Nate Darling Show.
Wow! Mommy's kissing Santa Claus!
Thank you.
kissing Santa Claus, and I'm gonna tell my daddy.
Diana Hong, happy holidays. I guess that's what people say during this time, right? I don't know.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Very special Christmas for me. I shine the town to do. This Christmas, by your side is blazing bright, and we're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Oh. God, it's Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas. Thank God, it's Christmas. For one day.
Wouldn't be Christmas if I didn't play Queen's Thank God It's Christmas, which, you know, Freddie Mercury for me is, I would say, probably the best voice of a generation. It's hard for me to think of a better voice.
Ah, he was amazing, right?
The range, the sound, I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody, even if you're not a huge Queen fan, you really can't deny the talent that was there.
No, any of the songs by Queen, right? I mean, come on, Fat Bottom Girls.
They had some really bad songs. I'm going to go ahead and admit that Queen had some songs that weren't necessarily the greatest songs.
The Flash Gordon theme is one of the greatest songs ever made.
They have some great songs. I'm not going to lie, but his vocals are just amazing,
yeah,
and the band is just amazing. Now, I believe Adam Lambert from American Idol has been doing some dates with Queen.
Oh yeah,
it's not quite the same. And of course, the way Freddie Mercury passed from complications from AIDS back when it was still a very mysterious disease. It was still, there were a lot of people still calling it the gay plague. It was,
yeah, grids.
Oh yeah, grids. I remember when AIDS was nothing but a diet chocolate.
Yeah. Oh my
with a
goodness.
Y.
That's with
what a Y. It was spelled with a Y. Waxing poetic. It's the Christmas Music Spectacular here on the Nate Darling Show. I'm Nate. That's Jason. Hi.
Hello.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, except the holiday right now is Christmas.
It's the holiday.
It is the holiday. Hanukkah is over. Kwanzaa, not quite there yet. Or is it the first day of Kwanzaa? Either way.
And Ramadan's in the past. Yeah.
Well, I think we've learned from Donald Trump what we think of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
Or have we? you know, one of the things that's been really sort of a hallmark of Christmas for since the 50s, the 40s and 50s really, is comedy records, novelty records.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your favorites of all time? I know we've got a few coming up here, but what was the first one that really sprang to your mind?
When I was a kid, like Bill Cosby. Honestly, I mean, like that was like my parents used to put, like they used to put Bill Cosby on like while they were doing their fun things in the other room with my grandparents and stuff.
Hey.
Like that. Yeah, that probably included drinking and smoking cigarettes.
Oh yeah.
And I would listen to Bill Cosby. But the first one I ever bought and then I promptly returned was a Pauly Shore stand-up CD. bought it, promptly returned it. Weird Al is a kid too who didn't like Weird Al, but of course Weird Al, right?
Right.
But the first like comedy CD that I really fell in love with was Adam Sandler's They're All Gonna Laugh at You.
Yeah, They're All Gonna Laugh at You. Now Adam Sandler famous for the Hanukkah song, but Hanukkah's over.
Yeah.
So we're not gonna do Hanukkah. But we will have a few things. Including one that you wouldn't know it by looking at him, but Kareem, one of the songs every year he wants is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. So that is coming up. But first, this is one of the best known novelty songs of all time. Now it's being used for, I'm not going to say evil because it does have its purpose, but right now it's being used to drive homeless people out of public spaces in London. It's Alvin and the Chipmunks and the Christmas Song on the Nate Darling
All right,
Show.
Chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
Now,
wait a minute, boys. Alvin, cut that. Now, wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma, all the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should know.
never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
I'm dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas. As soon as I can get out on parole, I'll hang out on your street. Your kids I'd love to meet as soon as I get out of this rat hole. And I won't mind just sliding down your chimney, 'cause I just spent 15 years of shoveling coal. I'm dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas, as soon as I can get out on parole. I'm anxious to get out among the living, and I'm making up a list of folks to see. Suited up in red and white instead of these old stripes, just think of how surprised they're gonna be. Whole town will sure be glad to see me, 'cause by now it slipped their minds how much I stole. And I'm dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas, as soon as I can get out on the road. I'll play it, boys. Be on my best behavior, 'cause the warden's watching everything I do. Thank God he didn't see that fight in cell block 3, or I'd be stuck here till I'm 92. Just a few more questions from that nice committee, then through those rusty gates I'll proudly stroll. Dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas, as soon as I can get out on the road. Just as soon as I can get out on parole.
It's Bob Rivers and Twisted Christmas.
I'm
dressing up like Santa when I get out on parole. That was a request by my fiance Leslie.
Oh.
So Leslie gets what Leslie asks for.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's part of what the goal is. Bob Rivers, I believe, a DJ in Seattle who put out a comedy Christmas album that had a bunch of other stuff.
God bless him.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's good times. So we talked about novelty records. The other thing that is a big favorite around holiday time are Christmas TV specials and movies. What are some of your favorite Christmas movies?
So like everybody's like, the cool thing is to say Die Hard is like,
yeah. By the way, everybody who gets all excited because, ooh, Die Hard, you're not edgy anymore. You're just one of those dicks that reminds everybody that Die Hard's a Christmas movie. We know.
Yeah. The Ref is one of my favorites.
That's a very good unexpected Christmas movie. Dennis Leary in that one. That was That was a very interesting
one. And then the other one that I really, really enjoy is Scrooged.
You know, I just saw that for the first time last year. It was the first time I had seen Scrooged, and I was very pleasantly surprised with it.
It was, I mean, it gets a little, you know, I mean.
They all do.
But it's a Christmas movie. I mean, like, it was nice and edgy where it needed to be, and then it ended up as being,
I never get tired of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas. The shitter was full. I mean, how do you get tired of that?
Oh, Chris says that all the time.
She loves saying, right?
Merry Christmas. Shitter's full.
Sad what's happened to Randy Quaid, right?
Oh, man.
He's had a life reset, as we like to call it.
Bleep.
Every now and then one needs that. And of course, when you're kids, you have all of the Christmas specials too. Mm-hmm. So those are, you know, ones that I hated. I hated Rudolph with the stop motion animation and claymation. I hate stop motion and claymation stuff. It creeped me out.
Yeah.
No. When I was a kid, and it still creeps me out.
I was never big into those, necessarily either. Frosty the Snowman. I loved Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, that was a very good one too. And of course, Charlie Brown's Christmas with the very religious overtones, but that's
Charlie Brown though.
That's perfectly cool. You know, and in late night TV, in fact, you've got all the hosts. When you think late night TV hosts doing singing, who do you think of? First off.
Gosh, if I right now, Jimmy Fallon,
James Corden might be another one that you think of. Mm-hmm. Would you think Stephen Colbert?
Oh, no. No, I would not.
Well, think Stephen Colbert, because Stephen had Henry Rollins on to perform Carol of the Bells on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And, of course, I'm going to play it for you.
A very Rollins Christmas. Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding, 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 dong, that is their song, with joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air.
Oh, how they pound words in the sand, oh, they yell, thrill in the dead. Gay like the moon, one will sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here, merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. All on this head, with a man, to the
hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding, 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 dong, that is their song. Joyful they ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Merry Christmas, Henry.
Merry Christmas, Stephen.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
All I need is a reindeer.
The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found.
Did that stop the Grinch?
The Grinch simply said,
if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead.
So he took his dog Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head.
Thank you.
loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he whistled for Max. Were dark. No one knew he was there. All the Who's were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square. This is stop number one, the old Grinchy Claus hissed as he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it then, so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a minute or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue where the little Who stockings hung all in a row. These stockings, he grinched, are the first things to go. Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns, pampooners, pantookas and drums, checkerboards, bisselbinks, popcorn and plums. Then he stuffed them in bags, then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney.
Malakilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Malakilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Malakilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Malakilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Pelikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Ho, 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 everybody! This is Sam Platt, just wanting to wish you all a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Hanukkah's over. I hope you had a good time, if that's what you're into. Kwanzaa, all of that stuff. It doesn't matter as long as you love somebody. Enjoy it.
The North Pole where Santa Claus lives. He's mad.
Stop.
How's this for a change of pace? Here's Mariah Carey.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. Make my wish come true. All I want for
Mariah Carey and All I Want for Christmas Is You on the Nate Darling Show. Christmas music spectacular. Before that, a band called Reliant K. That was Sam's song.
Yeah, well, Sam is getting nothing for Christmas.
Sam's getting nothing for Christmas. Nothing, I tell you. That tells you nothing. You know, the Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without classic songs and Christmas traditions. Now, you are a California guy. I'm from the Northeast. What are some of your long-held Christmas traditions?
Well, because of my family situation and whatnot, I didn't have a lot of traditions.
Okay.
However, one thing that as a kid that I always looked forward to were there was this family that lived down the street from where I grew up called the Stevensons.
Mm-hmm.
And from the time that I was like 6 to the time I was like 13, 14 years old, they always had Christmas parties. And they would get together and everybody would come over and they'd have hot chocolate and cider for all the neighborhood kids. Everybody in the neighborhood would get pretty much invited. And then we'd go out to another block and Christmas carol.
Mm-hmm.
And that was awesome. And it was one of those things that as a kid, I really, really looked forward to every year.
Yeah. Growing up, I grew up in Vermont, but I also grew up Catholic. So going to midnight mass was a big thing. And my parents very rarely did that because we grew up on a farm and my dad had to be up early in the morning to go. Mm. So midnight mass, not really an option. So a lot of times what would happen is I had an aunt and uncle who lived across the street from the Catholic church. So at a certain point, I think the start was like 5 or 6. And they're like, you can stay up and you go blah, 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 blah. And what my parents would do is I would get home from midnight mass and they'd be like, while you were gone, Santa came.
Oh.
So they would take all the presents and put them under the tree while I was off at midnight mass. And then of course I wanted to open them and they're like, no. Although I think at a certain point they relented and let me open one.
Of course.
But the thing was, because my dad was a farmer and you don't get to do anything until the cows are all milked in the morning. And you get that all taken care of. And when he finished doing that, he was tired from doing that. And he smelled of the barn. So he would want to come in and relax for a minute. Maybe take a quick shower. Have some breakfast. And meanwhile, I'm like, I want to open the presents.
Oh, gosh. It was just
brutal to not be able to open the presents until then. But for me, Christmas morning was always a big deal with my mom. My mom was somebody, she worked in a bank forever, and she was a big believer in Christmas clubs and saving. And while birthdays were never a big deal, birthday was like, oh, we'll go to the store, you can pick out one thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was birthday. Christmas was save up all year and splurge. So,
wow.
So Christmas was really a big special day. So, and that was great. Until my mom had her health issues and she had a stroke, and then we didn't have my mom in the same way. And it was really, you know, when you lose that big part of your Christmas tradition,
it's
really a huge thing. So it was a very big come down. So appreciate the people around you and the things that you do while you have them, because they're not going to be there forever. And you can pass stuff down from generation to generation and do it, but it's going to be different and it's going to change. So, you know, Christmas is always a time when I think a lot about my mom. I mean, and her birthday is 6 days before Christmas. So they sort of go hand in hand with
memories.
So it's one of those things where it's you always think about her. And yeah, it's been almost 3 years since my mom passed. So It's always a challenging time of year in terms of that, because and I'm sure I'm not alone. Everybody has lost people close to them. So it's just one of those things that think fondly about the memories as opposed to sort of thinking about, you know, what you missed, you know, what you don't have. Think about how great it was to have it when you had it. And, you know, sometimes it takes a song to bring you back to those places. And while my parents were big into country music, not the standard traditional anything, my parents like both country and Western. you can't go anywhere without hearing this Christmas classic from Nat King Cole. This is the Christmas song on the Nate Darling Show. Christmas music, spectacular.
chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Christmas. Christmas. May your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same.
Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas. I hope you get a bunch of coal in your stocking, you bad bastard. And Merry Christmas from the Temptations.
Kareem can't go a Christmas without calling people bastards.
That's what he does.
I know, right? It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, you know, because we have to wait for the ads on Spotify to pass by. So, you know, that's just what it is. Just finger the bells. It's Nate and Jason on your Christmas music spectacular. Got a lot more great stuff coming up. Actually, we're about two-thirds of the way done here, so a few more Christmas songs for you, including we're going to close out the show with my favorite Christmas song. So that'll be a surprise.
Plus, you better keep your ears peeled for that one.
Oh yeah, it'll be the last one. You'll know it. You'll know it. And we got a couple of surprises from Sam's little bag of tricks as well, which kind of cool grouping of songs. He likes an eclectic mix, so to speak. But stuff I'd never heard of, like, much like the man himself.
Yeah, like he's unexpected as he is unexpected.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
It's so not a bad thing.
Get a nice variety of people. Ah, there we go. Now back to the music. This is, of course, one of Kareem's favorites. This is The Temptations and Silent Night on The Nate Darling Show.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, what to all our family and friends. I want you to remember this last.
Let's go. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shawty, with you. Gathering around the fire, chestnuts roasting like a hot July. I should be chilling with my folks, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the street, Santa's coming at night. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Shawty, with you. Shawty, with you. Wise men follow the stars, the way I follow my heart, and it led me to a miracle. Hey, love, don't you buy me nothing, 'cause I am feeling one thing, your lips on my lips. That's a merry, merry Christmas. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spend so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'll be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Yeah, shawty, with you.
Justin Bieber and Mistletoe on the Nate Darling Show. Christmas music spectacular. Yeah, that was one of Leslie's songs. Diana. Diana wanted to hear that one, too.
Oh, so. Of course they did.
And Leslie was like, what about this Justin Bieber song? And I said, I'm only playing one Justin Bieber song on the Christmas music spectacular. She's like, but why? It's so good. I go, because I'm only playing one song by a lot of different people. And I'm certainly not going to make an exception for someone that I don't care for.
That makes sense.
No matter how much I might care for and about my betrothed, I am not going to subject you all to two Justin Bieber Christmas songs.
We didn't subject him to two Chipmunk songs.
No. And there are plenty of other people. We were just talking while the music was playing. Some of the songs that you quite often think of for Christmas, at least I do, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band has a couple of great Christmas songs. Paul McCartney has some great Christmas songs. Bon Jovi has
amazing number of Christmas songs.
Those not heard on the show.
No.
Because and the reason why is because we take input from all of the hosts and everybody kicks in their own little thing so that we have kind of a variety to go off of, so it's something that it has a little bit of a different spice to it. It's not all just the same thing.
You wouldn't be able to listen to all these songs in a row on any radio station.
Oh God, you wouldn't hear these songs. I mean, even the ones that play nothing but Christmas music are not going to play the stuff that we're playing. Now, I was, the next song we had is coming up was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Christmas All Over. And it put me in a mind of, because in Toronto, they have this guy who's dressing up as, he's calling himself Fashion Santa. And he's wearing like tailored clothing and scarves. And in fact, speaking of Justin Bieber, Justin Bieber took a selfie with Fashion Santa, which broke the douche meter in Toronto. It did.
It just broke it.
It broke it. The douche meter just went off the charts.
Oh, there you go, Toronto.
Just like if you have really high blood pressure and it just goes up to the top and just explodes. Out the top. Like a volcano. That's what's going to happen. So I was thinking, what would it be like if Tom Petty were Santa? A very pale, I mean, Santa with the white beard.
He'd be smoking marijuana.
He'd be from Florida. The Florida Santa. With everybody talking about, yeah. Because Tom Petty is slowly becoming Bob Dylan.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same person.
I mean, they were in the Traveling Wilburys together.
It rubs off.
So it was one of those things. I'm just picturing a really skinny, pale, pot-smoking, stringy-haired Santa Claus. With, instead of a full beard, just a scraggly one.
Just a scraggly one, because he's, you know, his limited fur, you know.
Limited fur. That's fantastic. But this one is, we're starting to get punchy. As we're recording this show, we've already recorded three other shows tonight.
No, we haven't. We're doing this live on Christmas, Nate.
Yeah, well, whatever you want to hear. So we just want to bring the best of Christmas to you. So as you hear this song, imagine, if you will, a scraggly albino Santa Claus landing on your roof, coming down your chimney.
Smoking all your weed.
Leaving it with nothing but glass pipes for you.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are all hung by the fire. Everybody's singing. All the bells are ringing. Town, little kids come get down. And Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go. Down our block, little kids start to rock. Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go. Fire. I hope you have a good one. I hope Mama gets the shopping done, and it's a Christmas. All
I want a new Rickenbacker guitar, two Fender bassmans, Chuck Berry songbook.
Some time ago at Santa's place, up in the old North Pole, there lived a lump of anthracite whose parents called him Joel. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, happy as a lump can be. He just wants to keep Santa warm and make the elves cozy. But Santa Claus had other plans for Joel one fateful day.
Joel, you're just the lump I need. Come join me on my sleigh.
Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, his heart leapt up with joy. I'll soon be Santa's present too, a lucky girl, a boy.
We'll laugh and play together, and we'll hold each other tight. Snuggle under clean white sheets when we go to sleep at night. Then Santa's elves all laughter, Joel, you're in for a surprise. You're not a special Christmas gift, you're just the booby prize. What kid would ever want you? You're filthy as can be. And now you have to go and live with one who's been naughty. But I may keep poor Joel crying in electricity. You pollute the air with CO2 and mercury. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal fell down upon his knees. I don't want to live with a naughty kid. Don't make me Santa, please. But Santa laughed his jolly laugh.
Oh, oh, you stupid lump. You're just the thing to teach this brat that Santa ain't no chump.
So off they flew, and before he knew, Joel was in a sack. He cried and yelled to Santa Claus, why don't we just go back?
And then came Christmas morning, and much to Joel's surprise, he saw a boy with the saddest face. Tears were in his eyes. He picked Joel up and held him. He said, you can be my friend. I would have liked some presents, but you're what Santa chose to send. It's true, I've been a naughty boy, and maybe that's a sin. This is how Santa treats the kids. I'm just glad that I'm not him. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, knew what he must do. Now I know the reason why I got sent to you. It's when a person hurts inside, it turns him hard and cruel. But I know how to make your pain into a precious jewel. So take me in your hand, young man, and squeeze with all your might. Let's turn your pain and anger into something that shines bright. And Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, he gave his life away. Oh, one good naughty little boy held a diamond on Christmas Day.
That is Joel the Lump of Coal by The Killers and Jimmy Kimmel.
Wow.
From Jimmy Kimmel Live. That was something they did to benefit the Red campaign. So one of Sam's choices, too. I had not heard that one before.
Put a bright little tear in my eye.
Yeah. So, yeah, Joel. This is sad. Joel the Lump of Coal. But that's pretty much it for the show. Jason, thanks for hanging out and
thanks for having me, Nate.
Playing some tunes and spending Christmas with the listeners.
Yeah, well, you know, thank you, listeners, for spending Christmas with us.
Yeah, I hope everybody has a really great Christmas, and you know, the people that you care about, give them a little extra squeeze.
Yeah, nice little extra hug.
Yeah, of course, if they consent to it. You know, don't force yourself on them or anything like that.
Yeah, don't like be that aunt that used to give you the kisses when you didn't definitely want the kisses.
No, you don't want that. It's inappropriate.
Don't be that person.
Yeah, and also watch the microaggressions, because as we've learned in 2015, those can really be a problem.
Yeah, and triggers. Watch out for triggers.
Triggers, yep. And old people, when I'm talking triggers, I'm not talking about the Lone Ranger's horse.
No, not the Lone Ranger.
That was Silver. Trigger was Roy Rogers' horse.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay. It's okay. You got it.
Sorry, old people. I screwed up the Western Star and their horse.
That trigger.
That was my trigger. Damn it. It was one of those things. So thanks, everybody, for spending 2015 with us. We've got new shows coming up next week. I think you'll enjoy the predictions for 2016.
Got some amazing predictions coming.
We do. Some of those. We've also got our New Year's resolutions and that sort of thing. But the show will continue on in the new year. Another year entering pretty close to five. It's been 4+ years, almost 4.5 years of the Nate Darling Show. That's crazy to me.
And that's two shows a week.
Yeah, we expanded to two shows a week, and we have been going since July 4th of 2011.
Boom.
This is 359th episode, I believe. So thank you, everybody, for supporting the show. As long as there's support, we'll continue to do it. And as long as it's fun, we'll continue. But time to wrap it up and say goodnight to everybody. As I promised, would tell everybody, is my favorite Christmas song of all time. Love it. Love the sound of it. Love the feel of it. And right now I encourage you to get close to somebody you enjoy, because you're going to want to sway along with this Christmas song.
Oh, Nate, come over here.
We'll see how it goes. This is Billy Squire, and the song is Christmas is the Time to Say I Love You. On the Nate Darling Show, Christmas Music Spectacular.
Christmas is a time to say I love you. Share the joys and laughter and the cheer. Christmas is a time to say I love you. And I feel that it lasts all through the year. Oh,
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.